First, as the malls are piping out the holiday music we've heard probably hundreds of times before, our next guest has some fresh tracks to add to the festive season with music from around the world that we may never have heard before.
Dr. Jonathan Overby joins us now. He's the executive producer and host of the WPR Weekend World Music Show, Higher Ground. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. This is Central Time. Wow, this is fun being in here with you guys.
Yeah, it's been too long. Actually.
Yes, it has. Yes. Well, if you ever need a fill-in, no, I'm never available. I'm sorry. So we're here to talk about world music?
Yeah, you've got some great tracks for us. But before we get to that, when you're thinking of a festive occasion, maybe holidays, maybe other times of the year, are there particular places you go, because you've got music from all over the world, places you go or styles of music that you turn to when you want a break from maybe the obvious stuff we might play?
Well, Rob, you're setting me up here. Most Saturday nights I'm in the studio, so I don't get to go many places other than when I'm traveling around the world. But I do like to listen to a variety of kinds of music at home and in my study, and that is part of just who I am. You know, I'll have a favorite song of the week, a favorite song of the day, and after that kind of wears out, I'll go on to another style. But right now, just to share with you and Veronica, I am into Bollywood music. That's my sort of latest interest.
Wow, I love Bollywood music.
Do you?
But I don't know a lot about it.
I'd love
to learn more. So I'm thinking I smell another interview. Shares, having you stop by later.
Well,
on.
I am going to Mumbai next year, so I'll come back with some goodies for you.
Oh, fantastic.
That sounds great. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun to talk to you after that.
Well, you brought along some music for us this time, and some people may love the holiday music, enjoy hearing it. You can hear it hundreds of times. Some other people might need to take a little break, back out for a while. Here's
<That's>
no
me.
One like Rob Ferret, for instance, and try something new. And you've got a few, actually, great examples here. Tell us about the first thing you brought along.
Well, I brought along some music not as a counterpoint to holiday music, but in addition to holiday music, because I happen to love holiday music in a special way. But there are other styles of music, including styles of music that feature the group Kekele. And they're a wonderful Congolese rumba ensemble. Their music in Africa was influenced by the music of Cuba. It went back from Cuba to Africa. And then you get this Congolese Cuban-styled rumba, and it's played in an old-fashioned style, but with a little bit of, a contemporary nuance. It's called Tubela.
Bosana manso maleka e banda kaka na bomwana papa tango to banda kinga na yo na liyo to
mela kwa masumelo kwa biso tubela tubela kwa masumelo kwa biso tubela.
That's Kekele.
Yeah, Kekele, and do you like to dance, Rob? This is certainly...
I don't, but I like dance music a lot. Go figure.
All right. Well, no, this is exactly what this music is designed to do, and that is to inspire dance, a sense of community, a sense of fun, grandma's dancing with the grandkids and all that kind of thing. This is what Congolese rumba is about, and it mirrors Cuban music really quite fashionably.
You know what else is as nice as this time of year? It's not particularly cold outside. Well, maybe a little colder today. But you hear a rumba, and automatically you think of palm trees and swaying things in the wind. It feels like a nice little dose of tropical.
Well, you're very kind to Wisconsin listeners, just to convey that thought. Yes, it does give you that sense of the Caribbean or Cuba or warm places. And that is part of the signature of the music, is to convey this sense of warmth and appeal. And it has some wonderful flavor in that way.
And one thing I love when we start listening to world music, as we do on Higher Ground, is in my brain, sometimes I compartmentalize, like, oh, here's Cuban music, here's Mexican music, here's Congolese music, for example. But as you said, this is Cuban and Caribbean and Congolese. There's this conversation going along, bouncing back and forth all over the world.
Well, they call it fusion. And some of it works, some of it doesn't work. There is a sense of salsa music being blended with Celtic music. I think that actually works.
You brought us some of that last time, and I thought, how's that going to work?
Well,
it did.
In this case, it does. Some styles just don't. You know it fits when you hear it, and it makes you groove a little bit. You want to listen to it again. You want to check out the artist. And so, yes, fusion is really a part of modernity today. People want to get together with styles they've never really played with before, or people want to hear it, and bands make it. And so it's very appealing. feeling these days. And I think we'll find it exploring more and more to rural parts of the world where contemporary instruments are used alongside some ancient ones as well.
And we're going to go to Mexico next. What did you bring us from Mexico?
Well, I wish I could bring you Ana Lila Down Sanchez, but I'm sure she's busy performing. But she is a Mexican-American singer-songwriter, and she performs her own compositions, as well as, well, she likes to tap into traditional Mexican music forms and popular music and world music. And here she is, a wonderful artist. I love her contralto voice. She performs a piece called Viborita.
Viborita de la mar. No me vayas a picar.
Again, if I had the capacity to dance and weren't so awkward, this would be music that would be great to dance to.
Well, it's funny because, once again, this particular piece has both Mexican influences in it and African influences. And people don't often talk about the fact that Mexico has real affinity with the music of Africa. Some of the enslaved Africans ended up in Mexico, and they put their signature on Mexican music. And you can hear that wonderful African rumba beat mixed in with the music as well. Another case of fusion.
Yeah, that's really interesting to me. I don't know if you know this, Jonathan, but my father was from Puebla in Mexico, but I haven't taken the time to explore a lot of Mexican music yet, so it's interesting to hear about these cross currents again going on. Is this a good person to check out, Lila Downs?
I think so. I think she's actually the pivotal traditional artist who puts popular nuances into her music and really creates her own signature artistically. So I think it's a great artist. The thing about world music is try different things, explore. I call it growing your ear, where you want to listen to things that you haven't experienced before. And it's okay. Like Duke Ellington said, there's only two kinds of music, good and bad, and you can decide which one you like. That's kind of the way it goes.
Dr. Jonathan Overby is with us. You know him as the host of Higher Ground. He is sharing some great world music with us. I heard a couple tracks so far. Some Slavonic gypsy music you've got for us.
Yeah, gypsy music. Rob, we're going to get you dancing before I leave here today.
You don't want to see it.
Well,
trust me.
I'll tell you what. I know you can feel it for sure, because gypsy music by the group Zingaros, and they're going to do a tune called Tutti Frutti. And the band was formed in the winter of 2004, and they started out using guitar and violin, and then they added an accordion player. And it's really an elaborate fusion of Slavic gypsy music, tango flavor, hot club nuances, and some other contemporary nuances. And in some ways, it's unexplored music, some new horizons for this Argentinian ensemble performing Tutti Frutti.
Okay, Tutti Frutti there. I'm assuming that means the same thing in English as it does in this language.
I can only hope. You notice something? It has some sort of gypsy Yiddish nuances to the music.
It does.
And those Balkan. And again, here it is that you'll hear music where traveling minstrels would go from place to place, going from region to region, taking their own signature sound and mixing it with other cultures. And folks are listening to this stuff and saying, aha, here's some of my own tradition in the background of the music, as well as some new flavors. And I think this is what's exciting about world music. I really think that all music fits into the world music category, even classical Eurocentric music. I think it's a new way to define music, and it's much more inclusive in my thinking.
You said this band was from Argentina, did I hear you?
That's right.
And I'm hearing these Balkan scales, but I feel a little bit of a sway there. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the beauty of radio or recorded music or travel or performances, is that these musicians rub shoulders with others of different traditions. And they get their appetite wet and want to try new things, new horizons, so that they become, well, in a word, unique with their own sound. And I think that's quite special and really a wonderful part of music making.
So everything here has been fusion music, as you were talking about. Is this something that's, you get, I assume, hundreds of CDs a year. Are you seeing a lot of fusion now? Is this the era of globalization in music too?
I tell you what, it's a mixture of traditional music that stays true to its roots, whether it's modern or ancient. And I'm also seeing a growth in fusion music. I think it's great. I love traditional things because it keeps you grounded in what is the underpinning of how some of the things in modernity came about. So it's a nice time in the world to celebrate music and a great time to reconnect with things of the past. And a lot of the music really celebrates people in a way that's really wonderfully edifying and a chance for folks to learn about each other.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Jonathan Overby is executive producer and host of the WPR Weekend World Music Show, Higher Grounds. You can catch it on Saturday nights.
And hey, we'll put the names of these tracks we've heard up on the Central Time Facebook page so you can find them yourself.